This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We should put Phil on at some point before the draft.
We don't. I think we should put him on this. Well, you guys, you know, maybe because it's free agency starting.
Yeah, but he's more of a draft guy than a free agency guy.
Shut your ass up.
You know what I'm saying? He's way more of it. He's a draft guy. Because okay. Like when we were doing the coaching search thing, he wasn't interested in that.
Yeah, I don't understand why he wasn't interested in that.
Because that's not his area of expertise. See, like, if he were doing the NFL today still or inside the NFL, he would be like, okay, I got to get up on that. But now that he's not doing those things, he's putting his hands into the things he really likes.
He still does his podcast with his son.
Yeah, but he wants to...
They talk about it all.
He's getting, you know, he's putting on the gloves for the draft now.
Yeah, he's got the gloves. Without question, he's probably scouring right now all the videotaping that took place at the combine.
He's got that glove on that goes to his elbow.
Yes.
Puts those things on, gets ready to go.
Like the insemination gloves?
Yeah, he puts on his insemination gloves. Yeah. Honey, people ask me, do you watch film with insemination gloves on?
I do it.
And I say, yes, I do. I do. I put them right on.
Okay.
Right up to the elbow.
Okay.
And that's what he loves.
I know he does love. He's probably looking at all the pictures now, the bodies, the hand sizes.
Yeah.
How big their feet are, who's got the longest arms.
And that's why we lean on him, because he's willing to do that work. I'm not. I don't want to know the size of these guys' hands and feet and
very
asses.
Important, because you remember Kenny Pickett has small hands.
He did have small hands.
Very small hands.
Didn't work out for him.
No.
But Burrow had small hands, didn't he?
No, I don't think he had small hands.
I think he did.
You think he had? Burrow had small hands?
I'm pretty sure. That was like a thing.
Hold on. Let's see. I'm saying they're at least like a 9 3/4.
I'm telling you, it was in like the 8.
No way.
I had a feeling it was in the 8. It was just 9 inch.
9 inch. The 9 inch hands.
Yeah, Eddie has 9 inch hands. I had 9.25. So those are smaller hands for a good quarterback.
Wow.
What are Shador's hands?
Shador hands?
Did they
yeah,
measure his hands?
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
But he didn't do anything at the combine.
Just pissed people off in the meetings.
One guy.
Here we go. Shador Sanders, measurements. Height, 6'0.414".
Okay.
Weight, 212. Hand size, 9 3/8.
All right.
His arm length was 3 4/8.
I don't know what
31
that,
and 4/8.
I don't know what that means.
And his wingspan is 76 6/8.
Is that a good wingspan? You don't know wingspan?
Can a guy play football?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, you're the one who turned me on to the hands. Don't try to run away from that now.
Yeah, but there are guys with small hands that can play football.
Let me give you a guy who's got smaller hands than Joe Burrow. Patrick Mahomes.
Does he?
That's right.
Wow.
Patrick Mahomes' hand size was what?
He has 9.25 inches.
No, that's
bigger.
That's bigger than Burrow. Burrow's 9 on the dot.
Oh, I thought he was 9.7 inches. Not bad.
No, that's me.
Oh, 9.7 is the average for quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Burrow's down at 9 flat. 9 flat. Do you have a list of good small hand quarterbacks there?
I do have some 9 inches. Let's see. Kenny Pickett, 8.5 inches.
That's
baby hands. So, I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes is 9 1/4 inches.
Yeah, 9 1/4. Yeah, I'd read that incorrectly.
Okay.
But Jared Goff, 9 inches. Ryan Tannehill, 9 inches.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Saying. There are guys out there.
The guys out there who have
small
succeeded
hands.
With the smaller hands. Well, Cam Ward hands, did we do that yet? Cam Ward hands. Cam Ward. Where is it? Hand size.
9 inches.
It was 9?
Yep, at this combine.
So you think they're going to grow? By the time he gets to his pro day?
By the way, I got a bunch of hand sizes now.
Oh, yeah. Give us some hand sizes.
All right, so on the bigger end?
Yes.
Nick Foles, 10 5/8. Dak Prescott, 10 7/8. Oof. Al's favorite, Brock Osweiler, 9 7/8.
Didn't Odell Beckham have like Marfan syndrome or something that had like extra large hands?
He had Marfan syndrome?
Is that right?
I don't remember that. Eli Manning, 9 1/8. You don't see a lot of guys with 9 flat or in the eights.
10 inches for Odell Beckham Jr.'s hands.
And that was because of Marfan syndrome?
I'm not seeing that part.
It's a genetic disorder that affects the body's connective tissues.
And he had this?
I don't know if he did or not.
It's a weird memory to have.
I don't know why
very
I thought
specific
that.
Syndrome.
See, like you have really long fingers.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Ask Gronk.
That's what I'm doing. I'm working on this right now, yeah.
What Gronk has to say.
There's no definitive public evidence that he has Marfan syndrome.
Okay, but there is something about large hand size.
Does any?
Yeah, large hands is a symptom of that.
Yes, arms, legs, fingers, and toes that are longer in relation to the rest of the body. Like if you have really exercised hands. How big was Odell's hands?
10 inches.
Those are big hands.
Big hands.
Big hands. How tall was he? He had long arms, long fingers.
Wait. I put in
5'11".
With a 10-inch hand. That's a big hand.
Jonathan Jean, a French draft prospect, was diagnosed with Marfan syndrome, which could affect his NFL career. In a positive way or a negative way?
Probably negative in that way. I don't know. I thought I heard something like that, but I could be off.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even know if I even knew about it. Eddie, did you know about Marfan?
I did not.
You did not? Wow. Crazy. Is there...
Abraham Lincoln had Marfan. Michael Phelps has Marfan, according to Gronk.
Who's the most famous guy with Marfan?
Well, Abraham Lincoln. Did they get more famous than that?
Yeah, no, they
do. Michael Phelps?
They do. Like, am I reading that there, that Julius Caesar had Marfan?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that was diagnosable back then. Do you?
I mean, they got, by the way, I can see this list. They got King Tut on there. King Tut. Is King Tut more famous than Abe Lincoln?
Not here. Egypt, yes. Not
what
here.
About Julius Caesar? Caesar? That's a man. That is a big list right there.
That is a big. Well, yeah.
Would you put Caesar in a category where he could be more famous in America than Abraham Lincoln? Like if you went out on the street, you'd probably get more Abe Lincolns than Julius Caesar. You ask where Abe Lincoln is out on the street, more people give you that. Because you learn more about Abe Lincoln in school than you do Julius Caesar. You'd expect, right?
And Lincoln is literally
on the $5 bill. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Julius Caesar's salads are all over the place. Right. Am I wrong?
Why you said that?
Go to any restaurant. It's right. I mean, it's anyone.
Come on.
It's right up there.